Welcome to the Stats Modeling the World Instructors Podcasts. 10 points in under 10 minutes. We hope you find them helpful.
Hi, Dave Bach here to talk about Chapter 13. Chapter 13 looks at observational studies and experiments, emphasizing the importance of controlled randomized experiments in establishing cause and effect relationships. Here are 10 important points to keep in mind. 1. This chapter is packed with important ideas and new vocabulary. We have observational studies and experiments, confounding and lurking variables, treatments, levels, and factors, single and double blinding, complete randomization, matching, and blocking, explanatory and response variables. Insist that students always use these terms properly. 2. Students usually grasp the issues in general, but are easily confused about the differences between confounding and lurking variables, between completely randomized and blocked designs, or the different reasons why experiments need randomization, replication, control, and blocking. Call their attention to these issues. 3. Our informal discussion of statistical significance sets the stage for statistical inference and our coming foray into probability. Once students grasp the idea that we are especially interested in unusual results, we have the necessary motivation to try to figure out how unusual those results might be. 4. Emphasize the differences among sampling, observational studies, and experiments. These designs have different intents and lead to different conclusions. When our objective is to learn something about a population, we must start with a random sample of that population. When our objective is to see if there's a difference in the effects of two treatments, we conduct an experiment. We use available subjects and divide them randomly into groups. At other times, we just observe an existing situation, neither choosing subjects at random nor imposing treatments. These are observational studies. 5. Observational studies are neither based on random samples, nor do they randomly impose treatments. The results, then, cannot be generalized across the population, nor can they be attributed to cause and effect. While there are many situations where observational studies provide us the best information we have, at best, they can establish the existence of an association between two variables. That's still valuable. Knowing that the presence of a certain protein in the blood, say, is associated with heart attacks, helps a doctor identify at-risk patients, whether the protein causes the attacks or not. 6. Only a well-designed experiment can establish cause and effect. If we are to infer causation, we must try to ensure that the only possible explanation for the variability in outcomes is the difference in treatments. We control every source of variation we can think of. We randomize to equal unknown sources of variation. If we recognize a source of variability that we cannot control, like gender, we block the subjects, performing parallel experiments on homogeneous groups. We replicate on many subjects to reduce the influence of variation among individuals. Having as much data as possible leaves us less at the mercy of some unusual and unknown issue present in only one subject. 7. Blinding is an important tool in experimentations, and students should understand its purpose. The response can be affected when people involved in the experiment, subjects, technicians, and so on, knowing what is happening, adjust some aspect of their behavior. And evaluation of the results can be similarly tainted by knowledge of the process. An experiment may not be blinded at all, may be single blind, or double blind, depending on how we deal with these issues. 8. Lurking variables are a common problem in observational studies, when an apparent association between two variables is really just common response to a third unseen variable. A commonly cited example involves a positive association between ice cream sales and drownings. What is explanatory and what is response? Should we conclude that when people are saddened to hear of drownings in the news, they attempt to cheer up by eating ice cream? Or that it's dangerous to eat ice cream before you go swimming? In fact, the explanatory variable here is probably summer heat, leading to both more ice cream sales and more drownings. 9. Silly examples like ice cream cones and drownings may be instructive, but lurking variables can be far more subtle, making causation a difficult issue. The case against smoking is instructive. A retrospective study that finds most people with lung cancer were smokers is inconclusive. A prospective study that follows a group of smokers and non-smokers for several years is a little better. But even if it finds a greater frequency of lung cancer among the smokers, we cannot attribute that to the effects of smoking. Perhaps the lifestyles of smokers differ from non-smokers in other ways, and those factors cause cancer. Perhaps there's something about a person's body chemistry that both makes them enjoy smoking and also contributes to the later development of cancer. Or perhaps the earliest subtle symptoms of precancerous changes in the body are soothed by smoking. In other words, lung cancer causes smoking. An observational study cannot resolve these issues. 10. Confounding is a different issue. Confounding arises when the response we see in an experiment is at least partially attributable to uncontrolled variables. A store's special promotion may increase the video rentals, but the marketing folks can't be sure if that's what did it, if the weather was particularly bad during the trial period. Bad weather may have kept people indoors and induced them to rent more videos anyway. We can't tease apart the effect of the promotion from the effect of the weather.
Thank you very much. This concludes our discussion. We hope you find it helpful.